Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you, Vic. 720 WGN. I'm Ken Smith. It's WGN Nightside. Thanks for joining us tonight. Have you heard, and hello to my producer, Mike. Good evening, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Ken. Good to see you.
And I'm going to feed you tonight.
What?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Don't get too excited just yet. Have you seen the ads for the Impossible Whopper from Burger King? They've been everywhere. It's a non-meat Whopper. It's a plant-based Whopper. That's the hot new term, plant-based, rather than a vegetarian burger or a vegan burger. It's a plant-based burger. Now, I was at the NRA convention, which is the National Restaurant Association convention. This is a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of months ago. And I had some plant-based chorizo, a plant-based chorizo taco. And it was very good, but it was made by Paul Kahn, who does, lots of restaurants here in town. He's a James Beard award-winning chef. So a James Beard award-winning chef better make a plant-based meat taste good. This is your regular old down-the-street Burger King. So the Impossible Whopper went nationwide last month. They did a test in St. Louis. And then it spread to San Francisco and Vegas and Miami and some other cities. And it was so successful that they decided, okay, we're going to have this thing go nationwide. So it's gone nationwide. And you can get the Impossible Whopper at your local Burger King. Now, the Impossible Whopper isn't totally vegan. Mike, what you have, we've cut it into quarters here. Mm-hmm. And a few of us are going to try it. What is the first thing you notice when you look at this Whopper sandwich?
Well, right off the bat, it seems to be it's swimming in mayonnaise.
It is swimming in mayonnaise. My buddy Abe is a mayonnaise freak, and he's always talking about Burger King. Now I know why he loves Burger King so much. This thing has like a cup of mayonnaise on it. It is, the bun is sliding off of everything. The burger is sliding off on everything. There is mayonnaise all over the place. So, obviously, it's not really, it's definitely not vegan. And it's barely vegetarian. The burger itself has no meat. And that's kind of where it ends. Burger King acknowledges that the Impossible Whopper is cooked on the same flame broiled grill that they cook the beef on.
24 hours a day.
Burgers. Yes, since 1950. That same grill that they've been putting meat on for the last 70 years is what they're putting the Impossible Whopper meat on, the meatless Whopper on. Mm-hmm. So if you're just somebody who goes, oh, well, I don't eat meat. Well, this is the burger for you. But if you eat cheese, mayonnaise, bread, pickles, onions, lettuce, tomato, and don't mind the remnants of Whopper grease from 500 other Whoppers that were made earlier today on your Impossible Whopper, then this is the burger for you.
I'd like to meet the person who goes to Burger King and is like one of those highfalutin vegans or something, and they're like, I don't know what we should try today. Maybe the Burger King Impossible Whopper.
And I've always said, because these things have always failed. They've always tried to come out with some low-calorie option or something like that. And it's always failed because if you're in a Burger King, you're not there to eat healthy.
No.
You're at Burger King. You're there to eat as much as you possibly can for about $6, right? You're getting nuggets. You're getting whatever you can. They got the tacos now. And by the way, if you look, and one of the things I hate about fast food nowadays, and everything for that matter, is now they got to put the calorie content next to everything. So the calorie content is next to everything.
Takes away all the fun.
Next time you're in a Burger King, give the board a quick look. The amount of calories in a regular Whopper and the amount of calories in an impossible Whopper are almost the same. They're almost the same. So it's not low calorie. It's not low fat. I believe swimming in mayonnaise is what you said, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got bread. It's got cheese on it. It's got all this kind of stuff. So the moment of truth now, because I wanted to try it. So I asked everyone if they wanted to. Vic, are you there?
Standing by.
Vic, would you like to try the Impossible Whopper?
No, thanks. I'm going to pass.
Come on, Vic. I know you got to be hungry.
No, I am a little hungry. I don't want to. No, I don't want to eat that thing. I could go into reasons why, but I'm going to pass.
All right.
I think that here's the thing with me. With I don't mind. I'm like I love healthy food. In fact, I've been trying to change my diet for a while now. But if I'm going to eat something like vegan, something that's vegan, it's not going to look like a burger. It's going to be a plate of all real food, no breads, no. It's just going to be a nice healthy plate of vegan food, not a something made to look like a burger. If I want a burger, I'm honestly going to go get a burger.
Get a burger, right? Yeah, well. Yeah. Here, I've asked everybody here at WGN, and there's only been three brave souls who are willing,
crazy enough to dive in
to do it. So Mike's going to do it. Please introduce yourself,
Adam the engineer.
Adam the engineer is going to do it, and knowing being in radio for as many years as I have, engineers will eat anything. Engineers will eat anything. If there was food left over from the Cochran show this morning in the kitchen, he's eating it today. I guarantee it.
That's the truth.
Okay, so let's all take a bite on three. One, two, thank you. Three. Here we go. Man, that's a lot of mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Which is tasty. I like mayonnaise. Mayonnaise makes everything taste good, believe me. Okay. Wow, they gave WGN, 50,000 watts to Ken Smith, and there's three people just eating a burger on there and chewing on it for 15 minutes. All right, let's start with you, Adam.
Well.
What's the first thing you notice when you take a bite, when you taste it?
Definitely the mayonnaise, for sure. Then the pickle. It doesn't really have the beef flavor that I'm looking for, though.
Okay.
It's not bad. I'm not going to buy one, though. But it's not bad. It doesn't have like the flame broiled beef flavor I was looking for.
But it doesn't. When I say okay, well, it's a plant based burger. There's no hint of plant in it. Would
no.
you say?
No, I don't taste any plant. I mean, the biggest thing I tasted was the pickle and the mayonnaise.
Okay, so you're saying that the condiments that they're putting on the Whopper,
yeah.
do a sufficient job of covering up whatever it is you're eating.
Absolutely, and it's too much mayonnaise. I'm not a big mayonnaise person. It's just slathered in it.
And I did not ask for extra mayonnaise. I just said
it's slathered.
The only thing I did out of the courtesy of our coworkers was ask for no onions. That was the only thing.
I ordered one for the onions.
Okay. next time, see what I tell you. The engineers eat anything. Okay, Mike, what did you think? What was the first thing you noticed?
Yeah, it tastes like a normal Whopper to me, but I think that's because of the massive amount of condiments that are on the burger. So you could have put like a shoe or a boot on between these two pieces of bread, and I wouldn't have even known the difference.
Wouldn't have known the difference.
Not at all. But it wasn't bad. Adam hit on something.
I just saw Adam go in for another bite. By the way,
I finished mine.
He's going to go up in 2 seconds and get another one. Yeah, Adam's actually a resident food expert. He's the guy who I go to for my advice. But he hit on something very interesting. It doesn't have that grilled taste that you expect from all those.
It doesn't have the grease.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have the that grease that you expect in a burger.
Yeah.
And that is the fat that's in a burger, and that's the mouthfeel you get in a burger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why there's so much mayonnaise on here. They're probably instructed to put more mayonnaise on this than on a regular Whopper.
Can I point out you were talking about the connections between the Impossible Burger and the normal Whopper beef burger?
Yeah.
The sodium count on a normal burger, 90 milligrams. On the Impossible Burger, 370 milligrams.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be able to get my shoes off when I get home today. There's no way. There's no way. So so not basing this, not comparing this to a regular Whopper, but comparing it to just saying for what it is, a vegetarian burger, plant-based burger at a fast food restaurant on a scale from 1 to 10. Adam.
I'd give it an 8.
Wow.
I'll give it an 8. I'm not a vegetarian, but if I was a vegetarian, I'd eat it.
Mike?
It's not terrible.
Yeah, if I needed to go if I was a vegetarian and a very lazy one at that, I would go to Burger King. Absolutely. I'm going to give it, okay, it wasn't the same kind of punch that I wanted. I didn't expect, it was nothing different. It didn't hit me in any other senses. Like, I wouldn't go and get it again. And for that reason, I'm just going to give it a 6.
But you know what, though? A vegetarian doesn't know what a real Whopper tastes like anyway. So they got,
yes,
they
assuming,
it
right, yeah, exactly.
I'm
exactly.
The real taste of a Whopper.
I will give it about a 7. It definitely tastes better than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Is this
for sure
going to be on my diet plans?
No.
Probably not. But it tastes better than I thought it would, and it tastes better than burgers of this, or you know, tofurkey and all that kind of stuff from back in the day. It tastes 10 times better than that.
Agreed.
So I think the consensus is we're giving the Impossible Whopper a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I give it that way.
It's funny. We're all like lax because it's like there's no, I don't feel healthier after eating it.
No, not really. No, that's true.
If that's what you're going for, don't get this burger.
There's nothing healthy about it.
No. So we gambled with the Impossible Whopper. Now are you ready to do some real gambling? Legal sports betting has come to the area. It's not in Illinois yet, but it's just down the road in Northwest Indiana. We're going to talk to the assistant general manager of the Hammond Horseshoe coming up about legal sports betting, which is just across the border. This is 720 WGN. 720 WGN. I'm Ken Smith, WGN Nightside. And are you a gambler? Do you like sports betting? The answer is yes. You may not think you do, but everyone's done an NCAA pool. Everyone's done squares for the Super Bowl. But have you ever actually bet on a game? It's coming to Illinois on January 1st of 2020, but it's already here. It was legalized in Northwest Indiana, passed, and they've got sports books up and running. Joining me right now, live in studio, is Noah Hirsch. He's the assistant general manager of the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. Thanks for coming down, Noah.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. And you have just opened up the book.
We have 1 week ago today.
Yes. So if you have ever been to the Horseshoe, you know, you go in, there's tables, lots of slot machines, there's a bar in the middle, you go upstairs and go to the buffet. If you're a friend of mine, I know you know where the buffet is, and the venue's up there. But now, on the first floor there, you have a sports book. It is, first of all, when did legalized sports betting get legalized in Northwest Indiana?
So September 1st was when the first bet could be taken.
How long did it take for you to, from the time that the legislation was passed until the time the book opened up, how much time did you have to make that happen?
Yeah, so it was pretty quick. The legislature passed a bill in April. The governor signed that bill in May, which gave about 3.5 months for us to work with our regulators and our vendors, all the IT components, AV, and build essentially a sports book that seats over 100 folks and has over 16 85-inch TVs in it, and train and stand up that operation.
So you haven't slept much in the last 3.5 months, what you're saying.
It's been a lot of people, I think, have had a long
nonstop,
a lot of long nights.
That's right. Yeah. And so the first day was a week ago. So that was the day of the Bears-Packers game.
It was one day before. So we had
one day before the Bears-Packers game.
That's correct.
You guys must have been popping champagne after that Bears game. There must have been a lot of people, myself included, who put money down on the Bears.
A lot of people bet with their hearts. That's for sure. We always root for the home team, though. We have nearly 2,000 team members, mostly Bears fans.
So sure.
There's going to be winners and losers each week, for sure.
So you've had the Bears-Packers game. You've had a Saturday afternoon of college football. You've had a full Sunday of NFL action under your belt. How's business? How's it been going?
It's been going great. I think the team has done a phenomenal job. The volumes that we saw in that first week exceeded all of our expectations, I think.
Really?
Absolutely. Our team was very excited for yesterday and today to roll around to get a quick breather before the football weekend comes back around.
Were you expecting, do you find that most of your customers so far have been people who live in Indiana, or do you find a lot of people are coming over the border?
From all over, both over the border and Indiana.
And you say, do you have any of the numbers as far as the amount of bets that have been taken or any type of volume?
We do. We obviously
can you say
that? Not necessarily volume. I'll say we've written thousands and thousands of tickets. Our business is always robust. We have 2,400 slot machines, 150 table games, a World Series of poker room. We're used to large volumes, much like Vegas, and the sports book has been no different.
Did you have any big winners, any notable big winners at the sports book over the last week?
We've had some big winners. Absolutely, and some folks who bet large on the Bears as well. So
okay. All right. Well, we got a break for Vic Vaughn and news in just a second, but if you have ever thought about placing a bet, and because a casino can be intimidating. You know, that's why you got a lot of slot machines there, because playing a table game can be intimidating. And placing a sports bet can be intimidating. So I want to kind of go through a sports gambling 101 with you, a little bit of a tutorial for our listeners when we come back. You can kind of show us what you have to do and some of the jargon in the logo of placing that first bet on the Bears over there at the book at the Horseshoe in Hammond when we come back. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. It's a 720 WGN. It's the WGN Nightside. Ken Smith here. Going to take a quick break. Vic Vaughn's going to come along in just a couple of minutes with some news. And then after that, yes, if you've ever wanted to place a bet and were afraid to do so, we're going to teach you how in just a minute. 720 WGN. Thank you, Vic. 720 WGN. Ken Smith with you on Nightside today. And I'm here with Noah Hirsch. He is the Assistant General Manager of the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. And they have just opened up a sports book. It is called The Book. Legalized sports betting has come to Northwest Indiana. It's going to be here in Illinois on January 1st, although we don't know in what way, shape, or form or where you're going to be able to do it. I assume it's going to be at the racetracks and things of that nature, or if there's going to be standalone places, or who knows. But you can do it right now. You can go over to the Horseshoe and bet legally on different sports. And if that's something that you have wanted to do, and we were talking about this in the break a little bit ago, Noah, that, boy, for years, it was just taboo to even talk about sports betting. The leagues didn't want anything to do with it. I remember back in the day, I'm a little bit older than you, but I remember Jimmy the Greek on the NFL Today, and he couldn't use the word point spread or anything like that. So he would just have to, he'd go, oh, well, the intangibles are this and the intangibles are that. I don't even think he could even pick a team, but he goes, oh, there's more check marks over here than there are over here. They had to be very hush hush about it. So the other day I'm watching ESPN News. I'm watching a documentary on ESPN News, and they have shrunk the screen that the actual show is on, and down below and up along the side is all betting lines.
It is pretty amazing.
How about I turn your mic on so people can hear you? Yes.
That works. Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. I mean, Horseshoe Hammond is part of Caesars Entertainment, and so Caesars as a company has a relationship now with the NFL and with ESPN, and this is very new for our industry as well.
And so the NFL came to Caesars Entertainment and said, we want to partner with you? Or was that something that Caesars Entertainment was pushing for with the league for a long time?
I think it from both sides, it's a win-win scenario. And so for a long time, obviously, we've had suites with various teams in the markets that we operate. And we've had various sponsorship deals with individual teams. And so it just made sense to make that partnership on a whole larger level.
Okay, so you want to place a bet. And I've talked about how intimidating it can be to sit down and play a table game, blackjack or roulette or something of that nature. Once you get the hang of it, it's fairly easy. But I'm sure it's very intimidating to place that first bet at a sports book, especially when you've got, you know, a 300-pound guy with a cigar and two newspapers under his hand and all kinds of stuff. He's behind you and he's tapping his foot, baby. He's trying to get his bet in, whatever. So let's go over a few things that people need to do to place a bet. So I pulled up on the internet the Bears-Broncos game for Sunday. And it says that the Bears are -2.5. That is the point spread. What is the point spread? It says the Bears are -2.5. What does that mean?
So that means that the Bears are favored in the game by 2.5 points. So if you bet on the Bears with the point spread to win, to cover, that means that the Bears have to win by at least 3 points in order to win the bet that you wager. So if the Bears win by 2-1, if it's a tie, or if the Bears lose, you lose that bet. So essentially the point spread is equalizing some of the favorites and the underdogs.
And the point and the way the point spread goes is so there's more money right now being bet on the Bears than there are on the Broncos, and so they're trying to even the betting up a little bit by.
That's right. So we're not necessarily picking who we think is going to win. Correct.
Huge misconception that just because you're the favorite on the point spread, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's who they think is going to win.
That's correct.
Right. Okay.
So what this means is at 2.5 points, we think that there's going to be similar action both on the Bears as well as on the Broncos. And so the casino will take their small cut of that if that is true, that the action does even out.
Okay, so you're looking at the board and it says, okay, the Bears are -2.5, so you're going to put money on the Bears. There's another option here. It says Bears -150, Broncos +130. That is the money line. Before we discuss exactly what those numbers mean, what is the money line as opposed to the point spread?
So the money line is a straight up bet. So if you want to pick the Bears to win the game and not worry about any type of point spread, then you can bet the money line that the Bears are going to win that game.
Okay, so that's, oh, the Bears are going to win. I'm taking the money line. Bears going to win, or Broncos are going to win. And the same thing goes with the spread. The Broncos are +2.5. So the Broncos could still lose the game by 2 points and you would still win that bet.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. I hope that you're sticking with me right now. I hope that you're, because it is kind of confusing. Okay, so the point spread is the difference in how they have to win or lose the game, minus, plus, or minus. The Bears are minus 2.5, so they have to win by 2.5, by more than 2.5. The Broncos are plus 2.5, so even if they lose the game by 2 or 1, you still win the bet.
Yeah, one easy way to think about it is you take the final score, and if you were plus 2.5, then you add 2.5 to your final score, and if you win the game then, if those extra 2.5 points would put you over the Bears in that case, then you would win.
Okay, see, that's why you're here. Thank you so much. Noah Hirsch is the assistant general manager of the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. They just opened up their sports book. It is called The Book. This is 720 WGN. Ken Smith with you tonight. Thanks for joining us. All right, so that's the spread. And then there's the money line. Now, it says minus 150 Bears, plus 130 Broncos. So, the minus one, now that money line bet is a straight up bet on the team to win. So, you put money line money on the Bears, they win, you win the bet. How does that minus 150 come into play?
So essentially what that is telling you is that if you bet $150, because the Bears are minus 150, you'll win $100 back.
So when it says minus 150, you have to bet $150 to win 100.
Correct.
So
or $15 to win 10.
Or $15 to win 10. Conversely, the Broncos are plus 130.
So if you were going to bet $100, you win $130 back.
So in a way, you are saying that the Bears are favored here because you win less money, or you have to bet more money to win that $100, or to win, you know, that amount of money. You have to bet $150 to win $100 on the Bears, where if you bet $100, you win $130 on the Broncos. So you are saying that the Bears are favored to win this game, based on that number.
That's correct. It just allows you to make a straight bet. You don't have to worry about your team covering any type of point spread.
So would you say that that's a better way of analyzing who is the favorite compared to what the point spread is? Because the point spread is only 2.5 points. But there's a $80 difference here in the money line.
Yeah, so again, we're not going to pick the winners and losers. We're putting wagers or odds out there that we think people are going to bet rather evenly on both sides.
Okay.
So we incent the Broncos bets by saying we'll pay you a little bit more because you're an underdog, and we'll pay you a little less on that Bears ticket because they're the favorite.
And who sets these lines?
So one of the great parts about being part of Caesars Entertainment is that we have a team, and they're called The Hub, out in Las Vegas. And between that team, you have hundreds of years of experience of sports, accepting sports wagers, setting lines, and things of that nature. So we work with them closely, sometimes minute by minute, if there's significant changes in a injury-like situation. And they help guide us on where those lines should be set.
Okay. All right. Now, there's one other number here, and this is probably the easiest number to understand, and it is 40.5, and that is the over-under, and I think that that's pretty much self-explanatory. The over-under for the Bears-Broncos game on Sunday is 40.5. What does that mean?
You take both teams' final score, you add those together, and that's you are then betting that final score of both teams added together are either over that 40.5 or under that 40.5.
Simple enough.
And
you win the bet. So what if the spread was 2 points or 3 points? Let's say the Bears are 3 points, a 3 point favorite, and they win by 3 points. What happens then?
You get your money back. So it's a
push.
No bet, a complete push.
It's a push.
Correct.
Okay. So that's football. Are those the same parameters for other sports?
That's correct. That's about the same for over-unders. They might have some technical names, name differences, but they're pretty much all the same. There's one other number, though, Ken, that might also help for those that might be a little intimidated, and that's five. And so our minimum bet is $5. So if you come in,
that's good to know.
You say you want $5 on the Bears, we're going to work with you, and we'll make sure that you're very comfortable making that bet.
So if you're, so if you are making your first sports bet ever, and you just want to go in and bet $5, you can do that.
Absolutely.
Oh, also, and I think this is important, you don't go up to the window and go, I want to put $5 on the Bears. How do you make that bet? Can you explain that?
So, to be honest, if you want to do that, we will help guide you through that. So once you get comfortable with all the numbers and the systems, what you would most likely do is each game has a number assigned to it. It helps just make it easier if you have, let's say someone's going up to the window with 15, 20, 25 different bets they want to make, that you might say, I want bet number four, $5, and the things just start to ring up. And so if you want to come and say, I want to bet on the Bears, we'll walk you through that whole process.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. Well, I guess we'll see you over at the book.
Absolutely.
We'll see you over at the book. It's only week one. You've only got 17 more weeks of 16 more weeks of football season to go, plus the playoffs. You've got baseball playoffs coming up. You've got basketball. You've got college football. You've got hockey. Boy, you got into this right at the right time, didn't you?
Those March Madness games are going to be great in those big recliners and our VIP couches.
Oh, unbelievable. Noah Hirsch, the assistant GM over at the Horseshoe in Hammond, Indiana. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Coming up in just a second, the beautiful and hysterical April Macy is going to be joining us. I'm Ken Smith. It's Nightside. This is 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Ken Smith with you on this Wednesday night. Joining me right now, she's going to be at Zany's all weekend long. She's at Zany's Rosemont tonight and tomorrow, then she's going to be at Zany's in Chicago over the weekend. You can see her right now on Netflix. She's on the Tiffany Haddish They Ready special. She has her own half-hour comedy special on Netflix. She is the hysterical, the beautiful April Macy. How you doing, April?
I'm good. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Just laying here in my jammy pants.
There you go, just lounging.
Yeah.
Is it hard to wind down after a show? Because I know you did a show at Zany's Rosemont tonight.
No, I mean, it's hard after three shows. Then you're just wired like a lunatic. But I flew today from Europe, so like my face is ready to crumble.
I gotcha. We played some Michael Bolton for you.
My mom.
Your mom. Now, I know you talked about this in the Netflix special, and it sounds like it's a joke, but it's the truth. Your mom is obsessed with Michael Bolton?
No, if you Google it, my mom paints herself in various tender embraces with Michael Bolton. It's like Michael Bolton in a unicorn, Michael Bolton in a castle. It's wildly insane.
Has she ever met Michael Bolton?
No, it's my dream. I feel like she wouldn't know what to do with herself if she ever met Bolton.
That's what you like for Christmas. You wanna get her a meet and greet with Michael Bolton, I'm guessing.
I think I just want to keep Michael Bolton in a closet in the basement.
Right. And where did you just fly in from today?
From Florence.
Okay. Now, something else you talked about in your Netflix special is that.
Yeah.
Your husband is in Florence, Italy, but he can't get into the country. Now, it sounded like a joke on your special, but that is the God's honest truth, right? Your husband cannot get into the country?
Yeah. My husband's Iranian, so we're dealing with a travel ban right now.
So,
we filed for our visa probably a little over 2 years ago, and we've been in this weird holding pattern.
So this has been going on since before the Trump administration, or
no, it was right. It was right during the Trump administration.
Oh, because the travel ban happened right then.
He's been here like 30 times in the past. So, and his sister's a citizen. He has like a lot of family here. It's and he's completely non-threatening. He's a delicate little fella.
I was going to say, what do they think? He's a terrorist? Why can't he get in all of a sudden?
No, I mean, I think they've just labeled an entire country. I think, no, it's just the travel ban. It's those seven countries, and he just happens to be from one of the crappier countries.
I was very sad when I found out that you wouldn't be able to come in studio, but then because you know how the brothers love redheads. So yeah. I was looking.
I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know that brothers love redheads?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, you're on the list, April.
I didn't know there was a list.
Oh, there's. Well, I have a list. I have a list. Christina Hendricks would be my number one from Mad Men.
Okay. Well, her cans are way bigger than mine, so I totally get it.
I didn't know that she does recycling, but I'm sure her cans are probably bigger. Sydney from Melrose Place is on the list.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan before she got Stugatz, you know?
Yeah, she's a little unstable.
She's a little unstable, so I'm hoping that you're a little more stable than the current Lindsay Lohan.
I really hope so. I don't know where she's at these days, but I don't feel like in the past she was doing her best work.
I'm setting the bar really, really low there. April is going to be at Zany's Rosemont for the next 2 days. And then, boy, they're working you. Then you're going to be at Zany's Chicago.
Yes, and then downtown Saturday and Sunday, three shows. That's the night I have a hard time coming down from, because you're just three shows is a lot of talking.
Well, let me tell you something, April. If you get a chance to go to Zany's Rosemont today or tomorrow or Chicago over the weekend, you must see April Macy. She is unbelievable. Her Netflix special is on right now, part of Tiffany Haddish's They Ready on Netflix. Thank you so much, April. You're hysterical. I want to meet you in person next time you come to town, please.
Yes, definitely. I definitely will. I'll be well rested.
Thank you so
much. Instead of creepy in my jammies. All right.
You can wear your jammies. That's fine.
All right. I will. I'll take you up on that.
All right. Thank you, April. We got news.
Have a good night.
Thank you, dear. We got news coming up in just a second. This is 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Thank you, Vic. It's Nightside. I'm Ken Smith. Mike, are you a Cubs fan or a Sox fan or both?
You know, it's hard because I know that we're the home of the White Sox, but I grew up a Cubs fan, you know? Cubs.
It's okay. Well, this is still Chicago, Illinois.
Very true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I'm a Cubs fan, but I do like what the Sox are doing with their rebuilding process. That's a very political answer. I'm a Cubs fan.
I understand that. Well, I just heard Vic give the score 4-0 Padres in the eighth. My light of hope in my head for the Cubs, I turned it off about a week ago. Mm-hmm. I am now in pre-2015 mode for the Cubs. For the last few years, it's been like, oh, no, don't worry. They'll get it done. They'll get it done. Like, no, it's over. It's over for them. They don't have a closer. Javi Baez broke his thumb. Oh, they lost another closer. This person's hurt. That person's hurt. They lost a game. They come all the way back and to go to extra innings yesterday and then lose a game in 10 innings because the guy walks three people in a row and walks in a run. Joe Madden, it was nice knowing you. I hope that your restaurant survives, but wherever your next city that you're going to be in is, I hope you have success there because I don't think it'll be Chicago next year. The WGN Skyline Studio smells like Impossible Whopper, and it has for about the last 45 minutes or so, because we tried an Impossible Whopper and actually gave it a fairly good review. But the smell lingers.
Ken, I did not have one, so it's nice and fresh in here.
Oh, it's nice and fresh in the newsroom?
If you guys need some fresh air.
But inexplicably, there are five pairs of glasses at the news desk that you haven't explained to me.
I don't know what those are. There are five pairs of they appear to be women's readers' glasses at the news anchor desk.
Like those glasses you buy at Walgreens off
one
the
of them has
off
no
the
lenses.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And one of them has. And I tried those on. How did I look in those?
Honestly, days? I'm not kidding. You could wear those on the street and get away with them because they actually match your shorts. I believe.
I might give it a try, or at least we'll take a picture of me in them and see how you're yeah. saying that I look good in women's glasses. Is what you're saying? Vic?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess that's pretty much what I'm saying.
I appreciate that. In that pair of women's glasses. Not all women's glasses are equal, but I look pretty good in that one. Yep. Yeah, it's kind of rank in here. I don't know who's in here next. Steve Cochran, or if it's Bill and Wendy, or I hope to God Nick isn't using the studio tonight. He's not going to be my friend anymore if he is. But and there's still a quarter of an impossible Whopper over here in the corner, Vic. If you're down,
duly noted.
If you want some, okay. He's still passing on it. And I went to get some pop before the show at CVS. There's a CVS down the street, and I could have wallpapered the guest room with the receipt. Can you see this, Mike?
They're jump rope.
This is the receipt I got for buying a Diet Coke.
That whole thing?
Yes.
It's stretching to the ground.
This is 2 feet long? Easily? Easily 2 feet mm-hmm. long. And the whole world is trying to save trees and save paper and all this kind of stuff. They have my CVS number, right? So why can't they just email me all this stuff? What is the purpose of this?
Because they know you forward those right to your junk box.
But why did I have to wait an extra 30 seconds for all these different things? And then, by the way, I mean, I had to check out by myself. Don't I get some kind of discount for that?
What's even on the receipt, though? What's so important that
they're
need
coupons,
to put
right?
them on there?
Let's see. Save 20% off contact lenses.
Okay.
That's where I go for my contact
20%.
Lenses, CVS.
Anything for readers?
Yes, right, exactly. Dollar off of Reese's or Kit Kat if you buy $4 of Reese's or Kit Kat. Well, I possibly could buy $4 of $3 off $10 of ibuprofen or acetaminophen. So you have to buy $10 worth of ibuprofen.
Yeah. Huh. Not much of a deal.
$10 off $30 of CVS brand pain rubs and patches.
who? What person?
I don't know.
Targeting?
That's actually kind of scary because I could have used that a couple of weeks ago when my back went out.
You should have read the receipt.
I should have read the receipt. $3 off. I'm still going. Okay, this is how long this receipt is.
Jeez.
$3 off $10 of CVS health or skin acne products.
Mm.
I'm 52. Maybe I don't need a coupon for acne products, or maybe I do. 40% off Epic bars. I don't even know what those are. And 30% off Sally Hansen nail color treatment and tools. Well, I don't wear nail polish, so that's kind of a waste. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be late for the show. I'm going to be late for the show.
You're just waiting for it to come out.
I asked the woman, I said, is there any place where I can get a Coke around here? They're like, yeah, there's a CVS right over there. And it literally, the woman, I was in line at the counter, but the woman in front of me had all these coupons.
Oh, jeez.
And was pulling, she pulled out about 7 different coupons. And I'm standing behind her, and I'm tapping my foot. I mean, God bless her. And I'm, I love a coupon just as much as anybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody loves free stuff more than I, and anybody who knows me knows that. But I'm standing behind her. I'm like kind of quietly tapping my foot, and she's slowly like partitioning them off and ripping them off and ripping them off and then putting them all. I'm like, it's almost like it was one of those, like that show on TLC where they have the coupons and
yeah,
stuff. And this was going to end up, they ended up owing her like $7 or something. And she goes, well, this one is for $10 off $20 worth of those type of products. Mm-hmm. You only have 17 worth. So cashier had to take that one off.
Oh, come on.
And then take that off, and then she goes again. And so then I finally had to go over to self-checkout,
mm-hmm.
which again, I think I should get a discount for.
Because you're doing their job.
I am doing really their should. Job.
For whatever amount that they get paid by hourly, you should take that like by minutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I should have gotten, you know, I don't know how much they're getting paid.
A tenth of a...
I should be getting, yes, exactly. a tenth taken off of my bill because I did their job for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it still wasn't right. And then the machine started yelling at me because I wasn't doing it fast enough. Please put it in the basket. Put it in the bag.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
It's unbelievable. All I wanted was a Diet Coke. And finally, I just want to say real quick, April Macy, let me tell you what kind of a trooper April Macy is. April Macy at Zany's Rosemont tonight and tomorrow, and then Friday and Saturday at Zany's Chicago. Let me tell you the type of trooper that April Macy is. April Macy flew in to Chicago today from Florence, Italy. Did a show at Zany's Rosemont. Stayed up to talk to me about how brothers like redheads for 10 minutes. And then she's going to be on the GN Morning News tomorrow. So that is a trooper.
That's incredible.
That is dedication.
How do you when do you sleep?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I sleep on the plane. I guess she slept on the plane. I don't know. But the fact that she flew in from Italy, came in, did a show, stayed up to do this show, and then has to be at the GN studios probably in about 6 hours. Or less, because they got to do the makeup and all that kind of stuff, to do the GN Morning News tomorrow morning is incredible. So thanks to April Macy for her sacrifice. That was incredible. There is a new movie out called Hustlers. Comes out this Friday. J-Lo has been promoting the heck out of it. She was on Jimmy Fallon last night. She was on Seth Meyers tonight. It's about a bunch of strippers who scam their patrons at the strip club. It's based on a true story. I'll give you more of the details in just a minute, but we've got an expert on who can give us some more details about those scams. Coming up, we're going to go inside the hustle of Hustlers. Coming up in just a minute, it's WGN Nightside. I'm Ken Smith. This is 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Ken Smith with you on Nightside. There is a new movie coming out on Friday. Maybe you've seen the ads for it. Maybe you've seen J-Lo out promoting it. It's called Hustlers. And the story about this movie is that it's a bunch of exotic dancers, as I have my hands in air quotes. Strippers. Exotic dancers. And they end up getting revenge on some of their high-end clientele, swindling money out of them. And it's actually based on a true story. I want to play the trailer for you. Here's the trailer to Hustlers.
Front hook, ankle hook, knee hook. From here, you can do the carousel. The switch. And wrap.
-40% is 160.
I just want to take care of my grandma, maybe go shopping every once in a while.
When I was a kid, I always wanted to work with animals. I was close.
These Wall Street guys. You see what they did to this country? They stole from everybody. Hardworking people lost everything. And not one of these douchebags went to jail.
The game is rigged, and it does not reward people who play by the rules.
It's like robbing a bank, except you get the keys. Are you in? I gotta.
These are my coworkers.
Jobs, please.
What if somebody calls the cops?
And says what?
Spent $5,000 at a strip club, send help.
We're a family now. A family with money.
And when would you say that things got out of control?
Test mirror.
Please help! This is my husband!
So the guy went back three more times.
Guess he must have liked it.
All right, so you get the idea. They're exotic dancers at a high-end exotic dancer club. And so they decide to start ripping off their clients for extra cash. J-Lo stars in it. Constance Wu is in it from Straight Off the Boat and Crazy Rich Asians. Cardi B is in it. And Cardi B used to be a stripper. So that's kind of interesting. And it's based on a real-life story where the woman who did this scam, they were eventually arrested, but they never really got into any trouble. So I started thinking, so is it really like that when you go to a gentleman's club? Can you really get ripped off like that? Is it that easy? Lainey Spicer is a entertainment publicist from New York, and she joins us right now on 720 WGN to give us the inside scoop. How you doing, Lainey?
Hey, I'm great, Ken. How are you?
I am fantastic. Great to talk to you as always.
It's great talking to you. I was like already absorbed with like you opening with Do the Hustle. That was a good tune to open with.
I can imagine you doing the hustle back in the day.
Totally. I loved it. I love disco. Absolutely.
So the funny thing about this movie is instead of going to a strip club, all the men this weekend are going to go and see J-Lo strip in a movie about her being a stripper at a strip club.
Yeah, that's true. They will. I mean, you're going to want to see how much of J-Lo is there.
Yes,
for sure.
That's right. J-Lo and Cardi B and all the rest of them.
It's a great cast. Yeah,
you can just say to your, you know what, honey, I'm gonna go to the movies. I think me and the, we haven't gone to the movies in so long. Me and the guys are just gonna go to the movies and look. Okay, honey, fine, go have a nice time.
Yeah, exactly. Unless they go together, which I actually don't recommend, because I think a couple would leave that movie having an argument.
This would not be a good. This is not a rom com. This is not a date flick.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a date movie.
Right.
No.
So you've worked with a lot of people in the adult industry who end up performing at these types of clubs across the country.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
And so when you go into these clubs, a lot of these scams that they're talking about in the movie or they're trying to pull off in the movie, these scams actually take place sometimes right when you get in the door. You obviously need cash, mm-hmm. if you're going to one of these places. But you say if you're going to go one of these places, you might want to hit that ATM up before you get there.
Absolutely. Like, first thing is, like, come cash ready. You know, if you're going with your friends or alone or whatever, and you plan on, even if you're just planning on having a couple of drinks and maybe a lap dance or two, but nothing even that big, like, come with your cash, because the cash machines at these strip clubs, and I'm talking about nice strip clubs who are not scamming you or anything like that, but all their cash machines, like, it's like $10 charge to use them, sometimes even more. So it's like, you know, you're either going to have to go all the way out, you know, find a new other cash machine, or, you know, eat that cost. So I definitely suggest to come prepared.
Casinos and gentlemen's clubs, not the places to hit the ATM.
No.
Not that I know.
Of course not. Right. Never.
And so you go there and you've got your credit card. And then so now you give it to, you give them your credit card because you're going to go into the champagne room or something. Once you give them that credit card, the meter's running.
That's exactly it. A lot of people who don't know, and it's not necessarily a scam, but, you know, it's like they get away with it because that's the way it is. You know, if you don't ask any questions, that's how things run up. So basically for private rooms, there's different rates. You should ask, you know, how long for 30 minutes, 15 minutes. You can go in some of these rooms, it could be even only 15 minutes just for privacy, but most of them are like 30 minutes minimum. And you want to ask them how much, you know, and so on, you know, as hours go by or whatever. And, you know, of course, the girl or girls, if you're that, you know, doing that well for yourself in life, if you have more than one girl, if you're celebrating, you know, their job is to keep you there as long as possible. You know, they're getting a cut of the money that you've spent in there. You know, they get a cut of everything. The person who even just takes the girl to that room, even if she's the one who made the sale, so to speak, the person who takes you into the room gets a cut of that money you're spending. Like, everyone gets a piece.
So should we feel sorry for these guys that are going in there and spending way too much money?
I mean, you know, I guess, you know, you can feel sorry for them as any chump would, but the thing is they're not, it's not, you know, it's a pretty above board. And if you're not, you know, I understand, you know, maybe you've had a few drinks, whatever you want to go in, but like, you know, remember that you're not on a date, you know, you're at, you know, this is all commerce here. So you have to keep reminding yourself that, because if the girl is good at her job, she's going to make you feel like you're on a date, quite frankly, but remember that you're not.
Lainey Spicer is our guest. She is a entertainment publicist, and we're talking about the scams inside the movie that's coming out called Hustlers. Hang on for just a second, Lainey, because I want to talk to you about a couple of more scams. And also, you know Stormy Daniels, right?
Yes, when I worked at Penthouse Magazine, which I worked there for about 10 years, she was a Penthouse pet in 2007, so I did get the opportunity to meet her back then.
Okay, so I've got a couple of Stormy Daniels questions for you, too. So hang on for a second, Lainey. I appreciate it. Lainey Spicer is with us. She's going to give us the lowdown on some of the scams, some more scams from the movie Hustlers, and she might have some inside information on Stormy Daniels. 720 WGN. Coming next to the stage, Vic Vaughn. See, this is Gentlemen's Club music. They play a lot of Motley Crue at Gentlemen's Clubs. Not that I'd know. Not that I'd know. There's a new movie out. It's called Hustlers. And it's about a group of exotic dancers who are hustling their clients in the Gentlemen's Club. And Lainey Spicer is an entertainment publicist who's dealt with a lot of these people over the years, and she knows a lot of those little inside tricks. Good morning, Lainey.
Good morning. How is it going?
I'm doing very well. We've talked a little bit about, okay, if you find yourself in a club, God forbid, make sure that you go to the cash machine before you get there, because they're going to charge you exorbitant fees. If you go to the champagne room or some type of special room, whatever, anytime you hand over your credit card at one of these places, know that you are on the clock. So make sure you ask, well, how long is it going to be for 15 minutes? How long is it going to be for 30 minutes? How long is it going to be for 10 minutes? Or else you may end up with some bill at the end of the month that you have no idea where it came from and you can't explain. And one thing that I've always noticed, one thing friends of mine have told me is that the songs, so lots of times they'll go, oh, it's $20 for a dance, per song. They play these songs so fast, you think they're playing them on 78 or something like that. They play them so fast that, you know, if you don't say stop, they will have played four songs, and you'll owe them $80 or $100, just like that. Am I right, Lainey?
Actually, Ken, I never heard of that theory, that's actually a new one for me. So I'm like, now I have questions to ask certain people that I know now, and so I haven't heard that. Although that sounds very logical. Absolutely, I can believe that, but that is something I wasn't aware of.
There's an old saying, and I've always said, you know, wives and girlfriends, they always get upset when their husband gets invited to a bachelor party or something like that. Mm-hmm. You're not going to any strip club, no way. And there's an old saying that you won't get screwed at a strip club, but you'll get screwed at a strip club.
Yeah, exactly.
So whatever it is the wives are thinking is going on at the strip club, it ain't happening. They're there to take your money. That's all. That's it. Your man is if you're worried about your man running off with some entertainer at a dancer, that's not going to happen. He's much more likely to get in trouble at the bar where you were perfectly willing to let him go with his buddies to watch the game. Because of some lady sitting at the end of the bar who's had a few too many or something like that. He is much more likely to get in trouble that way at the bar than he is at the gentleman's club, because the women there are really there for one thing, and that's to separate you from your cash.
Yes. I mean, I think you had a good reference point when you said it's like a casino, the house always wins. Like, yes, you're there to be entertained, and you're going to be entertained, but that's all it is, and you have to keep that in mind. This is entertainment, and it's like what you said, the house always wins. So, it's if you want to go and have a little fun or whatever, that's fine. You have a little money burning in your pocket, but, you know, just understand that it is a transaction.
And sometimes when you end up going to these gentlemen's clubs, you may see something that you never imagined seeing at a gentleman's club. You may go to a gentleman's club with your friends one night and end up seeing Roger Stone. Tell me about that.
Well, for a little bit, I was handling a lot of Roger Stone's press, mainly with his books. I did a big press tour with him in New York for Stone's Rules and, helped him out with things here and there. And then, of course, he got arrested and et cetera. So we all know about that. But, you know, he needed to raise funds. And, he was doing regular fundraisers that you'd expect him to do. But because of my connections, I suddenly got reached out to by the owner of Paper Moon in Virginia asking if Roger Stone could speak at their gentleman's club. And they offered a very nice, tidy sum for him to do it, and flew out not only Roger, but Kristen Davis, known as the Manhattan Madam, who Roger actually handled her campaign for governor back in, I think, 2009. And they've been associates ever since. They're her son is, he's the godfather of her son. And I broached it. I mentioned it to Kristen first. I said, listen, there's this market that we haven't, sort of tapped, which is, these red state gentlemen's clubs love Roger and they love what he stands for. And they're willing to pay for him to come out. You can sell books or, his merchandise and T-shirts, raise funds. And, we did it, and we got a lot of press attention, as you can imagine. Rolling Stone called me, and all these, Washington Post and everything. And, Roger was really cool about it. He said, this is on brand for me. I never said I was a puritanical person. I'm all for free speech and expression. So he went down, and, guy had a great time. And if you look up in TMZ, you'll see him making a speech at Paper Moon in Virginia. And, I thought it was very cool.
So, were the people who were at the club, were there some guys there who were like, yeah, we're going to the club tonight, and they get to the club and it's wah, wah, there's Roger Stone.
I was wondering about that myself. I mean, it was on a Saturday night, so I'm sure there were people who had no idea and, you know, saw this 65-year-old man with, you know, thank God Kristen's, you know, a blonde, busty, bombshell of a lady. So I'm sure they were wondering about her and, you know, instead, you know, listened to a speech, you know.
Did he dance? Did he show off his Nixon tattoo?
No, he did not there, but, you know, that is a request he gets a lot, and it comes up a lot. Or people have asked me, have you ever seen his Nixon tattoo and, you know, on his back? And I was like, no, I haven't asked Roger to take his shirt off for me, but I'm sure if I asked, he would. He's a nice guy. You know, it's cool, but that is a big request he gets, absolutely. And he's really quite an interesting guy. You know, when I took him on as a client, I definitely lost a friend or two. I won't lie.
You got defriended?
I'm not even kidding me, you know, but I don't regret it. He's an amazing guy, and he's actually very down to earth. It was just awesome walking around New York City with him, and, you know, people coming up, and, you know, he's got a lot more support than a lot of people, you know, think, actually. You know, it's most of the people who came up to us were just very nice and wishing him good luck, and, you know, anyone rude, it would just be like someone in the car, like, sticking their head out a window going, yeah, Roger,
right,
and
then picking up,
flipping him the bird, you know, like that, but, you know, but mostly good stuff. He's a good guy.
Well, I would think that, you know, either you have the people who are, it's the bachelor party weekend, and they go to the club,
yeah,
and it's Roger Stone, or it's people in those red states, the conservatives, and it's like, it's a strip club, and there's Roger Stone? It's,
yeah, it's, exactly.
It's
like,
the
wow.
Perfect storm.
Yes, exactly. It's very funny. I think he signed a few boobs. I do remember that.
I'm sure he did. Lady Spicer's our guest. She is an entertainment publicist on the East Coast. And speaking of storms, you were talking about how you've known Stormy Daniels for years.
Yes.
What kind of person is Stormy Daniels? Is she a good person? Did you like her? Did you get along with her?
Very much so. She's a kind of a laid back, cool person. She's very what you see is what you get. You know, as you can imagine, in entertainment, there's a lot of phoniness and, you know, lying and stuff. But you know, Stormy, whether you like it or not, you know, she wants to. She likes you, she likes you. If she doesn't, she doesn't do anything bad, but she's just like, you know, you're not part of her world kind of thing. But very real person, very nice, you know, good work ethic. And, you know, about 2 years before this whole thing sort of blew up, we did work together again. A gentleman's club that I rep for a long time, Headquarters Gentleman's Club in Manhattan, hired her to, you know, make an appearance at the club. And, you know, we did media together like old times, and, you know, she's just, she's always been kind of a businesswoman and, you know, almost like a very independent person. You know, she's not one to surround herself with tons of people. You know, she's self-assured and, you know, she's business.
But, you know, that's a very, you know, tight-knit group, that community there, that industry. So was the Stormy Daniels Trump affair well known about in those inner circles before it went public?
Absolutely not. Nobody knew about it, but at the same time, nobody was surprised by it because we did know that he like to date a lot of Playboy playmates. You know, this is not when he was married, do we hear this stuff, but definitely, you know, between his last two wives, you know, he dated Victoria Zadrock, as you know her, Ken, you know, Playboy playmate, penthouse pet of the year. And they went on a couple of dates after his divorce from Marla Maples. And, you know, he likes beautiful women. He definitely has a type. You know, they all look kind of similar, and Stormy looks like a kind of a woman that Donald Trump would find attractive, for sure. So, I mean, although we didn't know, it certainly wasn't, like, shocking.
And what are you hearing now about the end game with all of this? Because this story 8, 10, 12 months ago is completely different than it is now. You've got, you know, she switched attorneys and that attorney's mm-hmm. gotten into trouble and the whole, I don't want to say the story has fallen apart. I don't want to say that I don't not believe her or whatever, but do you think that this thing is going to end up going anywhere?
For me, no, I don't. I think it's, you know, it's best days, as you can say. I think is pretty much everything's been said. But, you know, at the same time, it was an amazing thing to happen to our industry because, you know, suddenly, you know, they're taking, you know, us in a different way a lot seriously. And it opened a lot of doors of conversation. And Stormy, you know, she's been touring the country doing spoken word. And I saw her, actually, we saw each other, I think, late spring where she did a little event at Stand Up New York here.
She's touring the country doing spoken word?
Well, you know, storytelling, I would say.
Okay,
storytelling.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it stand-up comedy.
No, I got you. A lot of former wrestlers do that kind of stuff. You know, Mick Foley has done that kind of stuff, and Jake the Snake, you know, they go into comedy clubs, and they tell stories mm-hmm. of being on the road type of thing. Yeah, I get. So I get
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. And she did that recently, and she was great. She was really funny. And, you know, again, you know, she always has this sort of quiet confidence about her. I mean, you know, we were tickled pink. She was on SNL. I mean, it was great, you know. And look, the adult industry does thrive on scandal, quite frankly. So,
sure.
You know, it was only great for us. And so, you know, but do I think there's going to be anything new popping up? I don't think so. You know, I think it's had its day.
Do you think that there are other politicians out there who are sweating because they've paid off adult stars to stay quiet?
Well, what I know, not just from politicians, but from celebrities, period, who get involved with certain things, like, you know, the smart ones just, you know, quietly pay off behind the scenes, you know, and that's it. You never, there's so many things that you're never going to hear about because, you know, the two parties involved, you know, were mature and respectful, and they were just like, okay, here you go. And, you know, it was a quid pro quo situation and stuff. You know, there's a lot of that going on. And if any of those people, I don't know if they're so much scared, but thinking to myself, like, this guy's an idiot. He handled this all wrong.
Well, no, I would assume that no one wants to kill the golden goose. It goes on a lot with celebrities and these ladies. And, you know, when someone starts telling tales out of school, it kind of ruins it for everybody. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, as much as you hear, there's much more that you don't hear. Like, what we know is just like a small portion, honestly. Like, the rest is, you know, a lot is going on, but, you know, it's, you know, like you said, no one wants to rock the boat, and, you know, these things will happen till the end of time, quite frankly, you know, it's life.
Well, one more thing I want to ask you, because you're on the East Coast and you're around people and you hear things. And I have people who I have friends who swear that Jeffrey Epstein was whacked because other high profile people didn't want to get their names exposed. Are you hearing anything about that?
Well, I'm definitely hearing that it was not a suicide, for sure. I mean, that's been going around here the minute everyone heard anything.
Well,
why,
I mean, it was Keystone Cops. I mean, it was,
yeah.
If you wrote this out for a TV movie, they would throw the script in the garbage.
It
was the security cameras were turned off. People went out to lunch. People who worked there who weren't supposed to work there. It's such a fishy story, but you're hearing very strongly on the East Coast that you say it definitely wasn't a suicide.
That's what people feel here, by and large. Everyone thinks, I mean, you know, anytime it's discussed, that's the first thing it is said. Like, you know, some people make cracks about the Clinton body count here, of course. That's one of the
right,
theories.
Right, well, yeah, that's
know.
A 20-year-old joke, right?
Yes, it is a 20-year-old joke, so there's always that, you know. But for sure, for whatever it is, like, you know, no one thinks it's an accident.
Well, if you get any more scoops regarding, if you hear anything regarding the Epstein situation, regarding the Stormy Daniels situation, regarding any other celebrity that is involved in that in any way, shape, or form in that way, you'll let your buddy know, right?
Absolutely. You know it. You know it, Ken.
And if people want to get in contact with you, see what you do, social media, where should they go?
You can find me on Twitter at Miss Lainey. That's MissLainie. The same for Instagram. And on Facebook, it's Lainey Speiser. That's LaineySpeiser.
Oh, Miss Lainey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Lainey Speiser.
Thank you. So much fun. Great to talk to you.
Thank you for staying up late with us on Nightside.
No problem.
I'll talk to you later. Well, we learned a couple of things there. On the East Coast, they think that Jeffrey Epstein wasn't a suicide and that there was another penthouse pet that Donald Trump dated, Victoria Zadrock. Googler. We're almost done here. Got a couple of more things I want to talk about before Nick DiGilio comes in here. It's WGN Nightside. I'm Ken Smith. This is 720 WGN.